ီဝိုင်းလုံးလဲမြို့သားရဲ့အမြင်နဲ့လုံးတယ်။အဲတော့သူတို့မြို့သားတွေဟိုးမြေတွေလိုက်ဝဲတာအိမ်တွေလိုက်ဝဲတာဒီငွေတို့ပိုက်ပြီးတော့မင်းကလေးတွေလိုက်တောင်းတာကြီးရင်ကြီးသလားကောင်းရင်ကောင်းသလား
Meet Wiratu, Myanmar's fascist monk. Now we've been trying to get an interview with Wiratu himself, but he jet sets all the time around the country.On this week's In Focus, we're in Myanmar to find out why Muslims are fearing for their lives. Mandalay, Myanmar's cultural center and former royal capital. It's a beautiful city packed with the treasures of the country's history. The palace, the dozens of pagodas, and Mandalay Hill.The country has been opening up to foreigners along with the democratic movement, and tourists have been flocking here to see a culture so long hidden behind military rule. The city, like the rest of Myanmar, is majority Buddhist. Pagodas are almost everywhere you look. But like in the rest of Myanmar, Mandalay has a Muslim minority. Until recently, the communities have been living in peace.A Muslim man lies dead by the side of the road. His wife is distraught. Recently, a Buddhist woman was allegedly raped by a Muslim man. The police posted the information on the media. Some Buddhist groups got angry.
It's difficult to film in this town. The police keep a tight rein on journalists, but just over the road is the tea shop that was owned by the alleged rapist, a Muslim man. A couple of months ago, a Buddhist mob came here looking for trouble, looking for revenge, but then local Muslims came out to defend the shop. There were clashes.
Across the street, an eyewitness offered to tell us what happened. We went to his balcony overlooking the shop.
Some group of men came.Then local Muslim came to protect the shop. More crowds gathered and then the police came. On this occasion, they were able to stop things getting out of hand.
Down below, we were pointed out a group of Muslims carrying food. They are on their way to a Buddhist temple to give offerings to Buddhists on a holy day. This tradition has stretched back decades, a sign of once good relations between the two groups. But this eyewitness, a Muslim,says he can no longer walk outside his home at night. He's not alone. The wife of the deceased told us what happened.
He got up early to read the Quran. Then he said he was going to the mosque around the corner. This was at about 4 a.m. I argued with him and said he shouldn't go out, but he said he'd be fine and went anyway. When it was daylight, we heard someone had been killed. I went down to have a look.My husband was well known around the area, but nobody could recognize him as he was so badly beaten. But I recognized him straight away.
Nearby, we met a Muslim businessman, a friend of the man killed in the street.
He is a very good guy and he is like my brother. So,Today I'm sad for him. So after that, I feel hopeless and I lost all the confidence to live in here.
The man's death was seen as some kind of revenge for the alleged rape of a Buddhist woman. But it's now clear that that rape never happened.
There was a Buddhist woman who was raped, is that true?
No, you can see all the national newspaper, also government news agency legally announced that. That's a rape is a just accusation.
But she said she was paid, is that right?
Sure.
The woman has since admitted that she was never raped, but that in fact she was paid to say that she was. It's still not clear who paid her.
Was this rape case made up, and by who?
ရဲရလုတ်တယ်ရဲရလုတ်တယ်ဆိုတဲ့နေရာမှာဒီရခိုင်မှာဖြစ်တဲ့ဟာဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တကယ်ကိုကြောင်ကြောင်ကြားသွားရေးလိုက်ခက်တဲ့ဟာမှာဒီဓာတ်ပုံကိုရဲရပဲတင်လာတယ်လို့အခုဒီနောက်ဆုံးဖြစ်တဲ့မန္တလေးကိစ္စဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ဟိုတိုင်ချက်တစ်ခုကိုသတင်းအနေနဲ့ထုတ်ပြီးတော့ဖန်တီးခဲ့တာဟာရဲဖြစ်တယ်
စီပွားရေးလုပ်လဲမြို့သားရဲ့အမြင်နဲ့လုပ်တယ်အဲတော့သူတို့မြို့သားတွေဟိုမြေတွေလိုက်ဝဲတာအိမ်တွေလိုက်ဝဲတာဒီငွေတို့ပိုက်ပြီးတော့ဘင်္ဂလေးတွေလိုက်တောင်းတာကြီးရင်ကြီးသလားကောင်းရင်ကောင်းသလားလူမျိုးကိုဝါမျိုးမယ်ဘာသာသာသနာကိုဖျက်ဆီးမယ်နိုင်ငံရဲ့မြေတို့ခြေတို့တွေလူယူမယ်တိမ့်ပိုက်မယ်ဒါပဲ
This is Wiratu, perhaps Myanmar's most famous Buddhist monk. His hate speech against Muslims has shocked the world and for many disgraced his faith.
Now we've been trying to get an interview with Wiratu himself, but he jet sets all the time around the country and he's been ignoring our phone calls. So we've come here to his own monastery in Mandalay to try and speak to him, but he's not here. And his press secretary says he doesn't want to speak to Western journalists anymore and he's instructed all his monks here not to speak to us either.
Inside his room, pictures of himself adorn the walls. Monks are revered almost like gods. Wiratu's image also recently graced the cover of Time magazine. He responded by saying the magazine had committed serious human rights abuses for publishing the story. He then went on to blame Muslims for the article, saying that he believed that Arabs are in control of the global media. Although he is not here, his hate speech is not hard to find. Around the temple complex are boards set up to educate fellow monks and visitors.
Here we have the story of a Buddhist woman who was married to a Muslim man, and it tells the story here of how she was killed by her husband for practicing Buddhism and not Islam. Down here we have lots of newspapers telling us stories about how bad Muslims are. And over here, some very graphic photographs. On this one it says this is what's happening in Rakhine State in the east the west of Burma. This is allegedly what Rohingyas have been doing to local Buddhists. Here we have the Muslim insurgency in South Thailand and what apparently they've been doing. Some very gruesome images, killing monks, etc. And here we have what's allegedly been happening in Bangladesh, the desecration of Buddhist shrines.
It's these kind of gruesome pictures sent around via social media that stir up hatred in countries and conflicts around the world. Pictures like these can turn normal people into extremists. One monk who did speak to us told us that he had come to this temple specifically to learn more from Wiratu. Far from being marginalized, Wiratu is widely followed throughout the country and has the respect of thousands of monks.
But it's very popular, these ideas though, isn't it? Wiratu and his movement, they're very popular. Why are they so popular if they're not true?
Because one thing is our overall general education. The overall education of our country is very low. So that people are easy to believe that some rumors and easy to believe that some rulers, baseless opinions and some accusation. Because according to the religious teaching, most of people rest very much pay attention to the religious leader like the Buddhist monk. Because the Buddhist monk, they believe that the Buddhist monk are same rank to the gods, Buddhist, Buddha.
ဝယ်လဲကုချောက်ကိုရောင်းလဲကုချောက်ကိုအေးကိုကဈေးတစ်ခုဝယ်ကိုပစ္စည်းတစ်ခုရရုံမပြီးသေးဘူးဒီအမျက်ငွေရန်သူလက်ထက်ရောက်သွားတယ်မြို့ဝါသာသာသနာအကုန်နစ်နာဒီငွေတွေနဲ့မိန်းကလေးတွေကိုရှူမယ်အတေအာဓမ္မဘာသာသွတ်သွဲမယ်မွေးလာတဲ့ကလေးတွေအကုန်လုံးတိုင်းပြည်ရဲ့အန္တရာယ်ဖြစ်ဘာသာကိုဖျက်ဆီးမယ်သာသနာကိုဖျက်ဆီးမယ်
In the last episode of In Focus, we exposed the continued plight of the Muslim Rohingyas. Living in Rakhine State in the west of the country, for the last 2 years they are being ethnically cleansed from the country. Hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas are now living in camps in Myanmar. People are dying due to the lack of healthcare every day. The government is doing its best to expel them from the country. Perhaps the saddest thing is that most people in Myanmar are completely unsympathetic to their plight.
Since the conflict, 2 years.
2 years.
What do you see as the future happening? What's the end of this?
I can't say this, the futures, because we lose all of our dreams, we lose our homes, our hope. So now we are homeless, hopeless. So we have no futures.
Buddhist monks have been participating in the hatred against them. Wiratu is at the forefront of the campaign to demonize them. Wiratu is popular amongst monks across Rakhine State. His message of the threat of Islamization resonates here as local people attempt to find excuses for the ethnic cleansing of Rohingyas. In a monastery in Rakhine, we were taken to see a head monk. He was a big fan of Wiratu. I asked the monk why Rohingyas were being attacked. Just like in Mandalay, violence began when a Buddhist woman was allegedly raped. Provocative images of the alleged rape were then posted all over the internet in an attempt to stir up hatred against Rohingyas.
Before the violence, we are living together. We love them. We are working in our house. We're living together.
What do you think of Wiratu and the 969 movement?
That's channelized by the military intelligence, and after that, some military leader also agree on that. One very.
So you think they're supported by the government?
Sure.
I'm a USPB. USPB got in it.
In other countries, people like Wiratu are often marginalized by society and condemned by the government. Here in Myanmar, the government has done little to remonstrate with him, leading to inevitable accusations that they support him.
Why is the government and the police trying to stir up tensions between Muslims and Buddhists?
The two year old Sumuma, 2 years, so I say by the year to Totare Padido, the Aruha Pubambi of Panida, 2 years, Yadi Mudabe.
They preach a hate speech and they highlight on the endangerment of the Islamization in Myanmar. So we are breed a lot and we born. We take the four wives and breed a lot, and then so one day the Myanmar may be the majority population may be Muslim. So at that time, the Buddhist sin and the Buddhist people will be vanishing.
How many wives do you have?
I think I'm one wife. It's enough, more than enough.
Muslim hotel ඔවුන්ගේ නීතිය තමයි ඉස්ලාම් නොවන මුස්ලිම් නොවන අන්‍ය ජාතික වන අන්‍ය ආගමක වන ඕනම කෙනෙකුට කෑමක් දෙනවා නම් බීමක් දෙනවා නම් තුම් පාරක් කෙල ගහලා තමයි දෙන්නේ තුම් පාරක් කෙල ගහලා තමයි දෙන්නේ හෝටල් වල ඔය බොන තේ තේ එකට කෙල පාරවල් වැඩිලා ඇති මුස්ලිම් හෝටල් වලට ගිහිල්ලා කාපු කෑම වලට ඔබ දන්නේ නැතුව කෙල පාරවල් වැඩිලා ඇති ෂරියා නීතිය ඕකයි.
This monk isn't from Myanmar, but from Sri Lanka. Last year, I travelled there to film a similar story about the BBS, Buddha Bala Sena, a racist group of monks inspired by Wiratu. Like in Myanmar, Sri Lanka has a minority Muslim population who are now under threat. Hatred is being stirred up by a group of monks, once again with links to the government. At the BBS offices in Colombo, I interviewed their founder.
ගහ ගැනීම් මරා ගැනීම් ලේහලා ගැනීම් ඒ බුද්ධාගමේ කොහෙවත් නැහැ හිංසනයක්. ඒතර ඒගොල්ලෝ ඇවිල්ලා වෙඩි තියනකන් අපිට භාවනා කරන්නද කිය ප්‍රශ්නෙ අපිට කියන්න තැනක් නැහැ ලෝකේ. ඒ නම්බර්ස් ගණනින් ඒගොල්ලෝ ලොකු ඒගොල්ලන්ට මුදල් තියෙනවා අනිවාර්යයෙන්ම. අපිට අවශ්‍ය ඉන්ටර්නැෂනල් බුද්දිස් ෆ්‍රන්ට් එකක් හදන්න. ඒ ආයුධ වලින් සන්නද්ධ වෙච්ච ත්‍රස්ත බිය නැති කරන්න නම් අපි මතවාදීව ශක්තිමත් හණක් ලෝකෙ නැගී.
The BBS used the same slogans as Wiratu. Muslims breed too much. They have violent terrorist tendencies. They are trying to Islamize the country, therefore we must fight back. And once again, with a popular base already secured and with little or no government condemnation, they are growing in popularity.
Not communal conflicts, it's just a one-sided attack. So Muslims are attacked and Muslims are threatened. So like this. The problem is not starting that last year or last month or because we are under pressure since the military regime started after the 1988.
Before 1988, Myanmar was a communist country. Almost all industry was nationalized and brought under government control under the Burmese way to socialism.
So before 1988, Uniwin time, there's no too much religious discrimination because of at that time the socialism. So every human has a same value and same dignity. So we treat lights are not so much difference. So we Muslims are lights and local people. We have every nearly equal rights.
In 1988, after years of student pro-democracy protest, socialism was overthrown, not by the people, but by a military coup. Since then, the military has ruled over the country.
After the 1988 military coup, so Muslims also involved in the NLD party and also they support very strongly to the lady, Aung San Suu Kyi. So that's we are the target. So government makes a well plan to eliminate us in the political movement and also the anti-government movement.
Since she became president, Chima, Muslimi Amiazu Pare, Bajau Le, so Yangu Mulegon and Mali Mulegon, Ali Chini, Ali Kika, Muslim Luli Yakwe, Nialu. ရန်ကုန်မှာ စပြီးတော့ ပြစ်ခတ်မှု ဖြစ်တဲ့နေရာ တောက်ကြန်နေ ဖြစ်ပြီးတော့ ဒီ မွတ်စလင်တွေ ပလီရ ထွက်လာတဲ့ နေ့ တနအီ ခွဲ အချိန်မှာ ပြစ်ခတ်မှု စဖြစ်တာ ဖြစ်တယ်
So that time military intelligence starting to make some discrimination as to distribute the hate speech on us. It's nearly 26 years after that known disasters. Now every people in Myanmar mostly that don't like us because of the military intelligence hate speech is a success. The
Sikhanashi Suyama, Pakapa Sulao, the new two Piabido, two Yalu Jitanibido, Pakapa, Pia Tabanari Pompe, the Puni will do 11 look time at Sule, and do they want a Piabido, Shaolo, Sitayani. hakua chise ko ba kama pi ko minute pa di kaga ba ha pi kwe ba ai chei ga le sa pi lo tu ne ya muslim ne wo yan du pi sa do na.
Despite all this hate speech and attempts at provoking violence between the two groups, not everyone is listening. At a cafe, we met a monk who said he didn't support Wiratu. He told us that he is working to relax tensions between communities. There are many who are following his lead, and there are many more who simply see no point in hating their neighbors. Despite this, the monk would not openly criticize Wiratu on camera. For many, Wiratu is already too powerful to criticize. Back in downtown Mandalay, fear persists. Muslims are scared to go out at night, and there are many threats made against them.
We've come here to the central mosque in Mandalay to speak to the imam, but he won't speak to us. Why? Because he says that he is threatened by the police, and if he speaks to television, they'll threaten him even more. His associates tell me that the police are constantly coming into this Muslim area, threatening Muslims and arresting some as well, they say, for no reason at all.
For Muslims, their enemy is not the Buddhists, but the government and security forces, they say, are behind the violence.
Pyopi ba bi sit sit anachin le yaw ha tu a yan tu ma chi bae na sit tat ji ne yat ti lo ma ya bu ba ga ba ma chi le daw ma di ne ya wo di ne ga ba ma myin le de a myin le a nyi ba ma naing ga ma le Muslim ko sa thu lai da ba bae.
For many Muslims, especially those with families, leaving Mandalay is now the only option. The risk of getting killed in the street simply for being a Muslim is too great.
Do you think that in the future there could be much stronger violence against Muslims?
Sure. We have no security. Every people can be insult or every people can be endanger us. So we have no legal protection.
Yes. So what do you see for the future for Buddhists and Muslims here?
Unsafe and insecure. Oh, we can pray to Allah. So only Allah can save us.
There are also fears that the situation is only going to get worse. Those behind the violence have ignited a flame. A flame the Myanmar government only seem interested in pouring oil over.
And are you scared to go outside at night?
Sure. I don't go out.
At night?
Also, yeah. Even daytime, I don't go to some area like the Pattani or Mandalay Hill. Now I cannot. I'm fear to go to that area. Unsafe. I feel unsafe. Even the evening time, the dark time, I cannot walk around the moat. Formerly, sometimes we walked through the around the moat.
It's a good palace. Yeah. Palace.
No, you can't even walk around there.
Sure.
During the day.
Sure. Not safe. So every group can be beaten and every group of people can be attack us. So we must take care about that.
So who are you going to ask for help then?
Currently, I think only God can save us. Only God can save us.